watching the God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds, Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Or visiting frontline personnel who work tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who work tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about kingdom principles against all odds.
God, according to His word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, He is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, or whatever odds that you're sitting on, I would like you to believe and receive today that He is that God against all odds.
Hallelujah. Rendin tal talaga si El Noah and tal talaga si Tukana and Antinena and tal talvika in Hawaii. Don bula binaka na siya binaka ni ko. Weekend na leo evit in the warung to my Pennsylvania, Washington D.C., my New York, Los Angeles, Las Vegas. Sa bulu na mga warung to my na bulu Amerika kung to my Seattle, imdu kedo nangoni ni viti imdu do sara 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 tumai serevi ke matuwale antikara do mulu menaga orto nangoni en sika menaga ni kuwa hallelujah hallelujah tal tal gasi na itini gerendini ke imdu nangoni do mulu menaka mai sielo hallelujah okela ni kedo sabi akama taga tiga mai zaki kira ma wiki ni matau ni mulu menaka en sika menaga ni wikenda na baro tumai viti login tumai ni sanga ni New Methodist Christian Fellowship. With this 1 hour, we belong to one church and we have one head, and his name is Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the God of Our Nation program. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Normally, this program will be led by Randini Gosilebu, and I'll be cutting in and out, and the Sigmina Ganikua. After that, then we have the Holy Communion. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. For those of you who do not believe in God, those who do not have any regards for God, sometimes you begin to listen and wonder, is there a truth in this God? Well, we are here in Eastern, in Osori, and if you're out of the country, not of Fiji, and you're listening in today, and you may be like, well, I always say every Sunday, maybe smoking away or drinking a cup of coffee, you don't know God, nor have you heard about him, not even wanting to believe in him. This morning we heard testimonies, and there's a particular testimony from ASP Roger's daughter, Esther, thank you. And that testimony, I believe, it can go for those who do not believe in God. You worship idol. Some of you, maybe you worship idol. Some do not worship anything at all. But this morning we stand here to declare that there is a God and his name is Jesus. So whatever that you may be facing, whatever that you're going through, you know, there are certain things that your secular world can't supply or can't provide. There are certain things that you can go to the counselor for you to be guided and, you know, in whatever that you do. But for us who believe in God, we believe in a power that is greater than any other thing. And that is the name of Jesus we want to offer you this morning. So if you're one of those many ones who do not believe in God at all, today we would like to say hello, thank you for peeping in and stay there for just a few minutes just to listen to the gospel truth that there is no other God like him. Like what Gasilebe has mentioned today, welcome to all the new Methodists all over the world and also Fiji wide. I always admire my husband because he knows all the geographical and everything. I'm very poor in geography. I get lost in the mention of those countries, although Sasana and Navusa. But for those of you that are tuning in today, like what I said, who do not believe or do not belong to New Methodists, this is the moment that we would like to embrace you and say to you, hello, thank you. Pour your coffee out. We usually have Holy Communion, and I believe that some of you as a family who do not go to church at all has begun to join us with the Holy Communion. A few feedback that I receive are two families to the most. They don't go to church at all. They don't belong to a denomination. But they have made Sunday to be their Holy Communion from home as a family. If you are one of those two families, or if you're one of the many families that we don't know, this morning we would like to also encourage you and say hello to you. Thank you for joining us. And thank you for believing in a God that we're going to share with you today.
The Bible says, do not worry about anything.
Hallelujah.
Because that is the characteristic of Gentiles. Those that believe in God, worry is not in their dictionary because they trust in God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The Bible says, don't worry and say, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear?
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, because that is the characteristic of Gentiles, they don't have any God. And for those that they don't have any God, they walk with worries. Worries is their partner for life. When you have Jesus, I mean, Jesus is talking. He said, our Heavenly Father knows exactly what you want before you even say.
Hallelujah.
So why worry of tomorrow? Tomorrow should worry for you. We don't worry for our lunch today. We don't worry about our food. We used to worry before. Even we hold good job in the circle world. Good pay, but we worry. Why? Because we don't have any relationship with Jesus. We go to church just like any other person. But the worries sometimes supersede the resource that we have.
Hallelujah.
So when we talk today, the kingdom principle or the kingdom, the end time financial or the against all odds, we are just trying, we want to share with you, please trust in this God.
Amen.
If you can trust in this God, then worries will be taken away from you. You are worrying. See, some face I can see you are worrying. The reason why you are worrying, because you don't trust anyone. We are not worrying ano ake tu kana lobstatiko tu rugai sindo lu kana na lobstan si borwai imela ko na bagalaba ni ko sa overflow emeni emeni. Because when you trust in God, hallelujah, he knows exactly what shirt you want to wear, the trousers that you want to wear. You know that God is so concerned about your detail every day. Don't ever think that God is not worried or not concerned about the food on your table.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, everything that you worry about and you that you need, God knows. That's why we need to have faith in God.
Yeah, you get to kind of sing a question. I can't do no more back and some make a long and attack. Nakaka no lumini no mukavati, lalan back and a tangani flower, a lalan away, a lalan the freezer, a sanakai to Ivali Kukila, Nanamurai, a singing in Donakai to Kika, Wakakome Loma Langatak, another one, a rotikiton on Dona Mazawa. When a week I was sent to begin the Gasilu and Matakani Singaniko, and the Satorumaya and the Kai sang a weekend, the Samai Wakana Numa. Sakota no nomo wakasa my kota no nomo koko e kota no nomo ndoindo in baletiko kila ni sindo na kaitiko e ndile ni mo sikalo e kachi ko bikenda runiko menda ruka ko ni ndu nga nga wana kamenda ruka ni nsinga ni mataka e ko nda bitiko ni ko ni mataka na ge zaka zaka taki kwa o e ko bamba to no nomo kala we kala ni ko kala ni mataka kala ni bi msinga ke ni mataka. You need to trust in the Lord according to the truth of his words in Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. Look, your understanding is when you look, nothing is there. My understanding will tell me, no chicken. Amen. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. What ways? What ways? The way that you're sitting here. You are acknowledging God. You wake up in the morning, do kabirto na makumbungu. Don't worry about anything else. Sit up and tell God, Lord, I thank you for today. Don't speak long. Just tell him, Lord, I thank you for today. Thank you for looking after me last night. And before you go to sleep, you say to yourself, call out to God and say, for them to hear the Holy Spirit. They're very young, but I want them to know who this God is. You may be logging in today. You may be saying, okay, what are they talking about? We're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, it's better for me to go. The Lord Jesus said, it's better for him to go. Why? So he can allow his Holy Spirit to be yours and ours, to be yours and ours. Whether you like it or not, he's there with you. Hallelujah. Na sanga sanga ni tukoni rawa. Kwaya pedan in program chicken matatiko corrupt nation against all odds economics. Amen. It's a kingdom. What is the kingdom? The kingdom of God. Then if it's a kingdom, then who is the king? Jesus is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Every kingdom has a king. Amen. Na nondaru kingdom economics. He is the king. He is the financial controller. Okay, I'm gonna second me labo, kwa bulina labo, kwa bulina kakedna. Oh, hallelujah. Elebona kaya la kutala la fiakchi ngato mebibiko. Okoya. Ekom bulo bulo mebibiko. Bamba uti kwa manda. Bamba uti kwa Eastern, believe in this God. Kakuni kwa lalilai. Kuni kundanda tubu. Amen. Samekanda sabakanda mata malumulumutu haye sengi nito miko oko viti esen. Amen. Wukibe kwa sabu kwa kwa sabu kuni kwa mata malumulumutu kwa sengi nito miko na COVID-19. Hallelujah. You need to believe in this God. You need to trust him. Trust him, acknowledge him in all your ways. Amen. Do not love money. Get away from the love of money. Hallelujah. Get away from the love of money. Be content. Be content with what you have. Never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. Hallelujah. Ni saga na lava, kwa na saga ni biti kureba. Vita leke saga na lava. Lakume bango na COVID, you lost your job. Fine. Amen. Iko lu saga na malaka na kiko kabi. Kanga yuko set. I'm good. Kako wa bakando ni baka baka me. Yali na ilomu. Ni yali na malaka na kisanga. Amen. Lema na malaka na kisanga. Do not. Do not entertain the love of money. But the Kabi could love a kalo. Never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. Your God is there with you. Your prayer, your thought, your heart. When you look, I mean, that's just practical for any human being. When you look, it's not there. You can tell me. It's not here. I know you will tell me it's not there. Because rightfully, it's not there. But you need to allow your heart to believe this God and get your heart to override your mind. That's a battleground. You fight in your mind. You believe in your heart, but you fight in your mind. Amen. He'll fight with you. Why? Because you believe in your heart that it's going to be good, but your mind physically, you says that's no money. Hey, my red light is coming on my field. Physically, you look and there is none. But you believe in God. Allow your faith and your heart. Override your mind. Fight. Hallelujah. He called the dead to life. Your God, you said, call the dead to life. You can tell me to be called a Kalandaru Garaba, a Bosa, a Randurinabula. Hallelujah. He called the dead to life. Get the choir. He called things that are not as though they are. You can tell me to go from this side right up to this side. Sini do be kandangalala, we likin kwa was shipping go. Emily, sini do be kandangalala, tuna non the need, tuna non the rendre. Yeah, we're going through a lot of things. Today, at the altar, on the Holy Communion, when you leave, you believe in your heart. You will call, it will happen. Call things as they are. Kesangana labu, call money. Kesangana toa, call toa. Kesangana society, call society. Hallelujah. Kesangana credit, call. Call and call. How can I call? When you know him, he becomes your life. I know who I am in him. I know who he is here. I believe the same God that we are talking about this morning can also be us. He's a full package. He's never a half package. Take him today because you must trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Seek ye first. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1 verse 17, when we start from 16, I'm not the same of the gospel, because the gospel is the power of God.
Oh.
Bring salvation to those that believe, first to the Jews and then to the Gentiles, because it is written, the righteous shall live by faith.
Hallelujah.
She's talking about calling. She's talking about making things they are that they are not.
Hallelujah.
Because of your living style, because of your characteristic, you have the faith to call. You don't have any negative mind to believe what you see. And don't know where you're allowed to go about us. You're not going to go.
Hallelujah.
Our water, the cake, the guy, the book, Christo. And don't know to go. Niko Sade, you're not going to go. You're not going to go.
Our
Salah, my Meron and Bula, Meron, the Yusar. And don't know to go. You're allowed to go about it. You're not going to go.
Oh, hallelujah.
And don't know to go. You're going to go. You're going to go. You're going to go. You're not going to go. You're going to go. You're going to go. You're going to go. And don't look to in Salana Kakana, in Andinango, and multiply the flower, but the Kinawini. And don't look to go to Ruma, in Andinango, and Bula to go to
Hallelujah.
That's why we are so confident in talking about God wherever we are, whatever denomination that we go to or invited to, in whatever platform that we stand. When we are going to go to Ruma, we are going to That's why Paul said, I go through a lot of lifestyle, but I can do all things in Christ Jesus who has strengthened me. Amen. My God, he supplies of everything. My God, continue. My God is a God of provision. And then go go chera na kalosa pagarotaka. Na panilo tu tigo mayno mukilau etara na 200. Ngayote runa mula sa runa na expenses 35,000. And donuya $200 in our pocket. And donuya we start with $200. Yanandino go e pagoti na kalosa 35,000. E come we are because we don't want to look at the logic. We don't want to look at what we have. We look at God, the provider of your life that you are sitting here. He is God. Do not worry. And say, what shall we eat?
Hallelujah.
What shall we drink? What shall we wear?
Oh, hallelujah.
Do religious. You know, sometimes we are too religious. We don't want to deal with the real thing.
Hallelujah.
How many? The religious go. Hey, hotel tala siniba kote. And the religious. How many? Obiaba kote ma yese sari katakata. Hallelujah. Kunibaka too religious because you'll be like a Pharisee and the scribes. Oi como va tanti na takigo yo sa ko yo sa na ko tabito gori oi ko dina gori tari ko to sa mo yo ko dina gori so mo di ba kul kul tu ga ni ko mai lotu sa nga mo yo ko mai kanti na mai kanti na mai na ga itu ko tembar na buno ni vila li ga buno ni ngat tabara amen kanti na mai yo como kanti na mai kanti na mai va kanti na takigo mai mo to ko na buni ndira ni ko ba kanti na takigo na kalongo na ndina ni beko
haleluya
amen kuni baka tele mo taki kerau kuni baka ta vare o taki kerau va kandi na ta iko mondi na mai he mani sari bina gana tu
Hallelujah. Now, Numbers 23:19, it's a promise for everybody that is here today. You know, your God is not a man to lie, nor a son of man to change his mind. Whatever he promised, he shall fulfill. If you have a Bible like we do, the same lyrics, the same word, the same everything, remember, there is a book that is different from all other book ever written, ever created on the face of the earth. It's totally different. Every word, every verse is alive. Why? John 1:1, in the beginning there was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the breath of God is in on every verse. And that's why he's confident to say, I am not a man. Hallelujah. To lie. The son of man to change my mind. Make sure I have. So you memorize on the word of God. You trust in the word of God. That's your, in actual fact, that's your life, your source. Amen. What you need, he knows. Why? Because you believe in God. Look, I know who this God is. If you don't know and you're still doubting him, I ask of you today, trust him, believe in him. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's a gifting God has given you from this place. And amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Your parents will fail you, school system will fail you, work will fail you. This God will never ever fail you. He's going to be with you now and forever because he is your God. So you need to do that. On the verse 20, I like the verse 20. I love the verse 20. And come again to the Numbers 19:20. I have received the command to bless. I was saying, I cannot reverse it. Amen. That's a spoken word. Hallelujah. From God. Amen. Hallelujah. Eba to ya nanon dubulo kend. Yana kalongo no. Once he has received the command to bless, no one living on the face of the earth can reverse that because it's yours. Amen. Lebe rede mena ni Methodist raka o lebe nanon rutela sanga sanga ni tela lebe ngana ni tobo kambota. Amen. 11 kai zakatun lomani ministry ngo wili kina na voli ni TV station. Sanga ni tonela. Amen. So if you're one of them and you're logging in today, you know, you used to be one of the ones, like one of the ones. Amen. In those early stages of the ministry, you used to say, they must be worshiping something else. You know, at one point in time, I was at the hangar. I worked for Air Pacific then. And on this third floor, I met this lady. We worked together. She is one of the officers in our marketing. I was waiting for everybody to go before I come and see you. And I said, okay, come. And I was sitting in my corner office. She came and she said, I want to ask you something, dear. You know, we were having grog in Suva with my husband, with our friends. And he said, yes, what that has got to do with me. We heard in that conversation we were having that you people serve a mermaid. Hallelujah. And you must be one of the many you're logging in today. You once said that we serve a mermaid. Praise the Lord. So I turned to her and I said, okay, you know, looking at your file, you've got a degree. She said, yes, this is the position here. Yes, that's your desk. Yes. Okay, with that mantle, without the Holy Spirit, just that mantle, do you believe? Do you believe that as we pray here, I pray for the devotion, I pray for whatever refreshment that we have, do you believe that any human being will be worshiping those kind of things when we talk the name of Jesus? But if you choose to believe that, then that's your call. That lady is no longer here today. Amen. So you may be one of the ones who spoke those words out of ignorance because you cannot believe. How can that be? Hallelujah. Mankind or human beings of Fiji for that matter or even the whole global on Facebook, you cannot understand what God can do. You try and look for reason why that is happening. You know, the reason of faith is very difficult to explain. We cannot explain faith. If we say, okay, I'm going to walk in there and own that, and I believe that somebody will meet me halfway. Like what we said, when we bought the 50% of the TV station, we never had that kind of money. The first initial payment, and I know that Stanley Simpson is also watching the program this morning. The very first payment that is required is $50,000. The whole of the bank account of the ministry, Auntie Mary Davatina Valo was the executive manager then. I know you're logging in this morning. We only had $30,000. That step of faith, that 20,000, God did that. That's hard to explain. How do you explain it? I cannot explain it. How can I explain God's power? How can I explain that? Hallelujah. So you're logging in today, you're watching today, and all of you that are here in Eastern, and all of the new Methodists, look, don't ever doubt. God has done it. He will do it again. You've seen with your eyes what God has done. He will continue to do that. Take. When you are in New Methodist, 50% of the job is done. Indirectly speaking, I'm trying to tell you, God has anointed the ministry with that calling, with that provision. Half of the job is done. 50%. So the volume of your receiving depends on your next 50% of working. Amen. Amen. So believe in this God and trust in this God, because he's not a man to lie nor son of man to change his mind. You need to believe in him. And he says in Jeremiah 29:11, I alone know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you, never ever to harm you, to bring about the future that you hope for. Look, don't talk about other things, unnecessary things. Try and talk about the things of God. When you look at somebody that is very negative, a lot of things you have a mouthful to say, close your mouth and pick on the good things and edify. Amen. In New Methodist, train your mind, train your eyes, and train your mouth. Be positive as you speak. When you look at the positive. Don't ever capture negative. If we have to highlight the negative, recommend another way for that person to be a positive. Amen. I have some condition that we can not allow. Now we were taking me. Go on your muscle, lol, yeah. Can't get the cup. But you go to Cassia with the sun. I can't get the cup. Cancel the chicken no more blessing. We can start a request somewhere. Come a quiet. Sibiroch in the lol.
Sharon with the weekend and I was in Nicolo and Sienikua. Sangue what a weekend and London ding ding. Kabi kendra voltambo ko sa rumo dono gubosa kada kabo kinendo na ka sa tomatavuku sa tuto bate kinendo sa tara normale e nandel ni watu ike pagay kinendo sa rumo dono gubosa kasi nita kabo kinendo na ka sa tomatalilia sa tuto bate kinendo na tomat sa tara normale e nandel ni nuku ni natau na uda dogo nendo umbui na liwa na dangi na tamba ka na vale kaya iya e nambale sa kale una na nambale sa bimbuli e nibi kenda turangir marama dorbo kinu nilewa e nabuno limu go New Zealandi na posa nikalu enda sa rumo da na numa tiko nga tuwa karo tu na New Methodist Christian Fellowship na vingara bin nondo mula e na singo bina kanyukua nga ingiri ngiri nga eni e na namba sa tuku niwati tuku waridake wakalunga teki kenda na turanga e na singo bina kanyukua emeni